Getting Past Being Joe Blow Neo Pro by Tobias S. Bakel, as read by Alex Wilson. Number 4. Professionalism. It is not just a 15-letter word. Many books on confidence and self-help make note of the scientific studies that dwell on the mood-altering effects of smiles. The act of smiling or laughing actually triggers a better mood. You don't have to be happy to smile and get into a more chipper view frame. One just has to smile. The act of pretending cheerfulness creates cheerfulness. Likewise, acting like a professional will bring benefits. It eventually teaches professionalism. Our mythical character, Joe Blow Neo Pro, could do well to think about some of this. How many times have we seen someone like him get on a panel and begin to hog all the time to advance their own views, or completely rip on people they have long-running arguments with? This isn't to say you can't have lively debate or disagreement in order to be professional in manner. Nor do you have to become spineless, but there is very little patience on all sides for someone with few credentials to get away with making a fool of themselves with. I'd even venture to say people are forgiving enough of a few spats here and there. But when it becomes obvious that it is a continuing habit, it will have an adverse effect. People will be less inclined to take people seriously unless they are truly a wunderkind. If Joe happens to be such a being, great. Everyone else, however, is struggling along making mistakes and learning to get better. It might be good for the other Joes to start looking at professionals and emulating them so that their mistakes don't become what they're known for, but rather their commendable attitude and approach to writing. Not everyone is born with such skills, but one can adopt them. It is not necessarily an instinct to conduct oneself like a pro, but you can emulate it even if you don't feel it. The reason for the first two paragraphs here were to point out that the act of emulating the habits and attitudes of a successful person can help a writer down the path towards becoming a dyed-in-the-wool professional himself. Professionals are human as well. I'm sure there are many things that might leap to mind about a particular person that seem to negate the whole professionalism emulation thing, yet even this doesn't mean kill the proposition. Look to get rid of those negative things and examine the positive things that might have gotten those professionals where they were. Acting like a professional, online and at various conventions, can give the author an edge. Professionalism to the editors. You're going to have to treat the editors that you would like to keep the company of in a professional way. Joe Blow must follow proper manuscript submission guidelines, read the guidelines, query in a polite but determined manner, and provide the cleanest copy manageable along with a short and sweet cover letter. But if Joe Blow has sold a couple pieces, he might be familiar with all that. But there's more. Joe Blow Neo Pro is going to have to start interacting with other writers and editors, possibly at conventions, once he starts selling his occasional stories. Going to conventions gets Joe into the community, helps him hear about new markets, meet his readers, peers, and some editors that may buy his work in the future. The first piece of visualization that might help Joe Blow Neo Pro is to think of what it must be like to be in an editor's shoes. Constantly doing this is a good thing and leads to better behavior. Consider Joe Blow Neo Pro, who has been working at his job for many years in widget supplies. Now suppose one day he meets someone in the corridor somewhere who looks at him and recognizes him as the chief widget supplier for Widgets Incorporated. This man corners Joe and starts attacking Joe's choice of widgets. He's even implying that Joe is an idiot for buying Type 3 widgets. At the end of the tirade, he offers Joe a sample of his very own Type 4 widget. After that, Joe probably isn't going to even want to look at Type 4 widgets, let alone get caught dead in the corridor with the Type 4 widget man ever again. Yet when Joe goes to his next convention, he might corner an editor and do the same thing. thing. An editor is another human being with their own interests, likes, and friends. Cornering them is not professional. An editor may or may not recognize names from their slush piles, but many do. If the editor has a moment where they are not in conversation at a convention, a polite, "Hello, my name is Joe Blow NeoPro, and I submit to your magazine and thought I'd say hello," is more than enough the first time. Thanking them for a personal note, if one has gotten one, is another good add-on and might start a conversation. If that is all you are able to get, then getting gracefully out of the situation with a simple, "Thanks, I just wanted to say hi," and moving on is better than awkwardly standing around. There will always be next year or another convention. Casual politeness is a good rule of thumb. It will probably take a number of conventions, brief introductions, and random conversations before Joe Blow NeoPro can run into an editor and start up a conversation. Not everyone will be Joe's friend. Some editors will not click with him. That's okay. He's introduced himself. It's not a battle. The editors are not pawns, and not making friends with everyone is okay. But Joe shouldn't make any enemies in his frustration. He still wants them to buy his stuff, even if they never become friends. And being overly chummy with someone can be creepy as well. It may take a few years, but if Joe is in this to become a lifetime professional, then those are good foundations. Positive thinking is key here. The editors are not Joe's enemy. They are not trying to keep him down and keep his stories out of publication. If Joe is polite and professional, they are probably waiting for the moment Joe is good enough that they will have an excuse to publish him. Professionalism to other writers. The joys of networking are numerous, as are the advantages. Getting to know other writers in various other stages of careers might get you invitations to anthologies, blurbs on future novels, market tips, camaraderie, and introductions to editors and other writers. Like editors, though, these are fellow people and not opportunities. One should treat them as such. Long after they have helped you network, you still have to meet them again at other conventions if you are planning on being a writer for more than a few years. Waiting until other writers are in a natural pause in conversation or have invited you to speak is good. Allowing others to voice their opinions is good. And as with editors, a simple handshake, "Just wanted to introduce myself," and leave is also a good strategy. Hopefully they will want to talk, but if not, don't take it personally and move on. A further interesting cautionary note is that writers' significant others are people too. At any number of social gatherings, you may notice numbers of people casually brushing off or aside writers' husbands, wives, or companions to engage the writer. Joe Blow NeoPro might do well to realize that this person they ignored is the other half of the writing team in many relationships. Many couples do talk to each other after the convention, and if Joe was rude to one, he might as well have been rude to both. Many professionals will already have circles of friends they will choose to hang out in. They are not against getting to know Joe Blow or bigoted. These are their friends, often made from years of con-going. These can be readers, other writers or editors, or just about anyone, and they have been looking forward to seeing these people for a while. Keeping that in mind is important. Professionalism to the readers. No matter who Joe runs into at a convention, chances are they might, sometime in the future, be standing in a bookstore with Joe Blow NeoPro's very own first book in hand. They are probably wondering in the back of their mind, "Why is this chap's name so familiar?" Was it because he ran into them at a convention corridor and A, made a face and muttered something deprecating, at which point they looked down at his badge and snagged his name, or Joe B. apologized and invited them to his 3 o'clock reading? When people think about meeting Joe online or other various places, what impression does he give off? Professionalism for personal development. Honestly, this isn't the only thing that will turn you into a pro. You can get there without being professional. The point is that professionalism can ease the path, and why pointlessly add extra roadblocks by acting unprofessionally to people? I've been presenting a theme throughout, though, that attitude and approach are a very important part of the weapons a writer brings to bear on the situation. Part of this is that learning to act in a manner becoming. If you're nervous about conversing, what are some of the fascinating talkers like? Emulate them until you can pull it off without a thought. Fascinating panelists? Ditto. I'm not talking slavishly copying, but coping. Getting through it is half the battle, and for some people who are not so extroverted, this is a heck of a battle. After a few tries, maybe our hero Joe will begin to develop some new habits. His acting cordial and friendly on panels will begin to become second nature, and then nature. And in the process, he will become to others a neat, cordial person. And who wouldn't want a neat, cordial person to send them a manuscript or buy their latest book off the shelf and recommend it to a friend? Even the biggest fires start with a small flame. Acting professionally is a small flame to the fire that will be Joe's future career. Recording was produced by Telltale Weekly.